Let's go pier fishing in February when it's 32 degrees. Another incident that occurred on the infamous February beach trip was the pier fishing episode. As soon as we arrived at the beach on Friday, Grandpa immediately took off for the pier. He soon returned and announced he had bought 5 weekend passes for the fishing pier for himself, Grandma, Jennifer, Joel, and myself. Needless to say, Grandma and Jennifer were not very enthusiastic. There was a very cold northeast wind. The temperature was hovering around 32 degrees. All the fish had taken refuge 30 miles offshore in the warm waters of the Gulf Stream, and the only people on the pier would certainly be the inebriated homeless who had nowhere else to go. This did not deter Grandpa in the least. He had just spent $15 on weekend pier passes, and every moment that we were not on the pier was wasting his money. He told us to throw together all the blankets that we had and get ready to go. He was going to warm up the car and would wait for us. We needed to hurry because we were wasting money every second that we dilly-dallied around in the warm condominium. Grandma had quickly come up with one of her famous emergency strategies. She laid back on the stairs and claimed that she was very sick. She even weakly told me that, "I know I get sick a lot, but this time I don't know if I'm going to make it." Surely the threat of death would bring a halt to the rude pier misadventure. Although this did not deter Grandpa in the least. He simply bellowed, "Come on, let's go. The fresh air will do you good." As Grandma was fading fast on the stairwell, she implied that she might need to visit the hospital instead of the pier. But this was all in vain, as Grandpa would hear nothing of it. "Let's go, let's go, let's go to the pier," he insisted, and eventually Grandma had no choice but to grab a few blankets and join in the excursion. After sitting out all night, huddled in blankets and shivering, the howling northeast wind and freezing ocean spray in our faces, we left the pier with no fish to show for our brave efforts. Actually, no fish had been caught on the pier that night by anyone, but this in no way discouraged Grandpa. After a brief sleep, we awoke and immediately had to head out to the pier again. Grandpa was not about to waste one penny of the money that he had spent on those weekend passes.